Understanding Key Stresses at the Border. This week, we're examining multiple forces, especially economic forces, shaping migration. The series is Barriers to Entry, the Cost of Crossing the Southern Border. Many economies in Central and South America have lagged the world in recovering from pandemic. The World Bank recently directed $5 billion to help. William Maloney is Chief Economist for Latin America and the Caribbean at the World Bank. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, as the world faces inflation, interest rates have moved higher, and that's not helping Latin America, but it's not helping really anywhere in the world. Why is Latin America lagging during this post-pandemic phase?
In the medium term, there are about four things that drive Latin American growth. One is exactly what you just mentioned, which is interest rates, which are plateauing a bit right now, but commodity prices enter and they've been falling. Growth in the G7 is critical, and that's been rather slow. And then growth in China is really uncertain. And all those things in the short run dictate that Latin American growth is going to be rather slow. The bigger concern for us is that over the longer term, we have these slow growth rates as well. So this suggests we have deeper structural problems that we need to work on.
By the way, there's an irony, right, that you mentioned in the earlier part of your answer. So worried about inflation, but actually some commodity prices, for instance, oil, has not been as high as it was. And for countries that produce commodities for sale elsewhere, that becomes a problem.
Absolutely. There are basically two groups of countries in the region, those that export raw materials, and they suffer a bit when commodity prices fall. And then those that import food and import petroleum, for instance, the Caribbean, and they suffer a lot.
Any thoughts, given your understanding of the situation, about low-hanging fruit that might help the region jumpstart economic development?
In the short term, there could be more active, for instance, foreign direct investment, slightly harder, or just reducing the barriers to trade. If you compare the cost of trading across borders in Latin America, it's about four times what it is in the OECD. Working to reduce those costs, developing what we call deep trade agreements, where there's more harmonization of rules of trade on either sides of borders, can really help to facilitate trade and make foreign direct investors be more open to using Latin America as a trade platform.
It's hard to talk about immigration without thinking about the economic context in the places where people are coming from.
Absolutely. And we've done work in the past showing that, for instance, areas where American firms set up in Mexico saw a decrease in migration as a result. So we've long had this idea that if we could help Mexico grow faster or Latin America grow faster, there would be less migration here. And there's evidence that that does happen. So that remains a good strategy.
World Bank's Chief Economist for Latin America and the Caribbean, William Maloney, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now to Colombia, which almost a decade ago was the fastest growing economy in South America, but is now struggling with inflation and more people coming in from Venezuela. Catherine Ellis is with our newsroom partner, the BBC.
More than 7 million people have left Venezuela since 2015. Well over a third of them have settled in Colombia. But like these new arrivals near the border city of Cúcuta, many who've made homes here are heading to the U.S.
At least there is a possibility of changing your life. Here in Colombia, you earn money, but it's not enough to support your family.
We're making only enough to eat, nothing more.
Food, rent, and transport have all got much more expensive since the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. And it's not only Venezuelans who are leaving. Colombian taxi driver Robert Ojeda says many of his colleagues are already in the U.S. I ask him if he's also thought about going.
A lot, because I've seen those that have left are doing well. After the pandemic, everything here got more expensive. This month, the fuel price rose, the cost of living, the rent, nothing goes down.
2 years ago, the World Bank started giving billions of dollars worth of loans to Colombia to help kickstart the economic recovery.
Alejandra Botero is an economist who is director of Colombia's National Planning Department and in charge of implementing the World Bank loans.
It was very important for the economic recovery, especially with small, medium, informal economies, how you could be able to very quickly get the pre-pandemic growth that we needed.
Colombia's economy grew at around 7.5% last year, more than double the regional average. The World Bank also injected cash for the government's policy of allowing Venezuelans to apply for the right to work legally in Colombia.
You can also get incorporated into the health services. You can open a bank account. After a few years, the returns are very high in terms of GDP. The economic result of successfully incorporating migrants into a country is very, very big.
And the policy has stopped some people from leaving. At a busy marketplace in Colombia's capital, Bogota, Venezuelan César Pinar says Colombia and the right to legally work here has been a lifeline for him.
For me, it's still a cup of gold that needs to be looked after. Look at my case. I'm an engineer working in a fruit shop. What I earn here, I couldn't earn in Venezuela as an engineer. I can send money to my daughter.
While some Venezuelans and Colombians continue to leave, for many like César, who don't want to chase the American dream, the Colombian one is now within their reach. In Colombia, I'm the BBC's Catherine Ellis for Marketplace.
We also look at how social media is used as a tool by criminal enterprises moving people into the U.S. Barriers to entry, the cost of crossing the southern border. These pieces are being posted at marketplace.org if you missed them on the air. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.